Let's do this. Love Don Bailey Jr. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr., the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Football Network. And last week, the Canes got the dub over UAB. And this Saturday, it's Louisville at Louisville. And you can hear the game on 560 WQAM The Joe. That Saturday kickoff is 7:30. And DBJ, we got to get to the lines and talk about how great you did last week. But I do have to ask you, how'd you feel about week one, Kane's performance against UAB?
I like it. I was happy with it. Anytime you can rush for that many yards and win a football game and score 30 points and limit your turnovers, nothing offensively. You had one with Mark Pope. I'll live with it. Believe me, I was very, very happy with it.
And DBJ, you talked about the run game, which was crazy. That was something special. But the passing game, DBJ, sooner or later, Brevin Jordan's going to get a lot of attention from linebackers and safeties on a double team. What receiver has to step up? Is it Harley, Wiggins, Pope? One of those guys got to be a number one. Who would you anticipate steps up as that number one guy?
Channing, I don't have that answer because I haven't seen – I've just seen bits and pieces of each one of them show up and be special. I mean, a year ago, I guess it was Pope and Wiggins both had two touchdowns against Louisville when we played them in, I guess, about week 10. So, you know, you think Pope coming out of high school with all the pub, he would be the guy. We're still kind of waiting on that. And Wiggins with his height and his speed, and he showed up a couple times last year. There has been nobody that has stepped to the front of the line at that position. Nobody. And the other tight end, Will Mallory, did a great job blocking, and I think you're going to get a lot of numbers out of him. But, the number one spot for catches for me at this moment is still the tight end spot.
Yeah, and Brevin's a monster, though. But if I was the other D coordinator, DBJ, I would be talking about Brevin Jordan every single meeting. And one more schematic thing when I was watching that UAB game, I don't think it was enough design runs for De'Eriq King. He was doing a lot of RPO, but he wasn't pulling it. Should there be more design runs, get De'Eriq in the open field? Because when he broke the pocket and scrambled, he was untouchable. Why not design more runs for him?
I think you're going to see more of that this week, next week, and the following week. From what I was told and from what I saw and can gather, two things happened. They pulled back as far as the amount of plays that they were going to call. They made a very simple game plan. And then they said, and I kind of picked up on it after they mentioned it, is that they practiced for 2 weeks or 10 days based on the defense UAB had shown last year. They came out and did not run it one time. So they had to go through all the adjustments and everything on the sideline and revamp what they were going to call. And that's why I think in the third quarter you came out and you saw them put together some nice drives and some bigger plays. I'm with you. I mean, I don't think there's any question that you're going to be able to keep De'Eriq King from running the football. There's no way at all. The guy is too talented and too fast.
Red Sox just hit a 3-run ding-dong, by the way, so Marlins are losing 5-0. Before I get to the funny stuff, DBJ, how tough a game is Saturday going to be against Louisville? The Hurricanes are slight underdog.
I get why they are. I mean, if you look at this, at worst case scenario, you're probably getting 3 points on the road no matter what. So let's take that. Then if you look quarterback to quarterback, I think their quarterback can do everything our quarterback can do and vice versa. And probably if you really want to dig deep into it, their guy has proven all of last year and in the first game this year that he's got as good a long ball arm is Miami's going to see. So the quarterback deal's there. They've got a running back that was 1,500 yards last year, kid out of Titusville, who is preseason second-team All-ACC, whatever, and had a fantastic year. They got Tutu Atwell from Dade County, who was a 1,500-yard receiver who was a preseason All-American. They got the Cunningham, and then they got another receiver as well. I think they're stacked offensively. That offense is a year ahead of Miami's. They came in and put that thing in last year, and it was running pretty darn good when they played Western Kentucky. The key is going to be defense on both sides. I think Miami's going to have their hands full dealing with that running game and then the play action. And I think that they've got to do what they did last year, slow that offense down. And then you're going to see how much Louisville has improved. That's the big thing. How much has Louisville improved defensively? Because they were at the bottom last year, and I hope they hadn't improved that much.
Again, the kickoff Saturday is 7:30. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM, The Joe. Now, if you were listening to Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki call the game, you might hear some little funny lines thrown in by DBJ, sometimes Joe, sporadically throughout the game. It's our favorite thing all year long. You did a very good job, DBJ, on the first broadcast, which was a Thursday a week ago. You did a very good job. Did you feel good about your performance?
I did feel good about it. You gave me some good lines. They were good lines for the environment we were in. It's more like a baseball game fan wise.
It's a little different. And it's gonna be a little different, obviously. Little different. Saturday. We talked with Joe yesterday. We know you're calling it from Mark Light, so. Be an interesting broadcast on Saturday for sure. Play just the highlight, just what he did. You don't need to play what we gave him. Here's Don Bailey Jr., the first call you did last Thursday. Do you have this, Solana? Was block rocking beats?
From the 12, King takes the snap. King is going to run. King up the middle. King to the 5. King dives. There is a King in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. De'Ara King. Dashes into the end zone. He's king of the hill and gives Miami the lead. 13-7 with 10:04 to go in the second quarter.
Back with another one of those block rocking beats, Joe. King goes airborne, gives the Hurricanes 6, and they now have the lead.
All right, admittedly, that was the worst of the four, right?
Yeah. That was good.
It was good. A bit of an overstatement. That was your, but that was your first play out of the gate.
First one out of the gate, and boy, did I get a look from my broadcast partner. He had no idea where that came from.
He's like, block rocking beats. What the hell is he talking about?
Let me explain this. The look I got would have been like I sneezed on him. Basically, that's the look I got.
That's the one. Well, I'm looking forward later on in this segment when I give you this week's. There's one cinema where you're going to have to do it without letting him know that it's coming, and you're not going to be able to reference it when you're done. You just have to blurt out during the game, cinema. But I'll get to it in a second because it'll be funny as hell. The next one that you did, we gave you Eric Reed's funny call of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Here's how it sounded when Don Bailey Jr. did it.
Now, locally, we highly recommend you to listen to Hawkman and Crowder on our flagship station every afternoon, 2 to 6. At some point during this week, we'll hear the best of Don Bailey's, what do we call these, lines, liners?
Yeah. You know, like, Antetokounmpo for 3. Hear stuff like that.
We love the promotion, DBJ. If you can work that in again, that'd be great. So, Antetokounmpo for 3. We gave you Searing Pain. Oh, Searing Pain. This is from Coyote Peterson when he got bitten by a murder hornet. Here's how DBJ did it in the broadcast.
Personal foul. Targeting. Number 5. Yeah. Defense. 15-yard penalty. The previous play is under further review.
Now,
biggest problem that Amari Carter has is staying in a game.
No.
No way. Come on, he took the blow from Brown.
He
couldn't go any lower.
Nope. Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
We'll have searing pain if he's thrown out of the game.
That was excellent. You nailed that one, DBJ. That was great. Did I lose DBJ or did I lose you guys?
It looks like we might have. Let me get him back in the line.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was disconnected, if he was disconnected.
Bro, he had a great outing.
He did. He did.
I would say, what, the fifth year we've done this, this might be his best opening game.
Strongest opening game performance, without question. But he really did kind of stumble all over Block Rockin' Beats. But it made it more fun.
That's a tongue twister, isn't it?
All right. And then the final one that we gave him was this Perreo song, Toco Toco To. And I just want to make sure that he's here before we play it for him. Is he
we got him back.
Picking up Solana? All right, you're there, DBJ. We lost you.
Yes, I am. Okay.
All right, and then the final one that you did for us was the Perreo song. Play DBJ doing Toco Toco To.
Here's a fake handoff to Stanley. The throw across the middle, knocked away. What a play by Keiondre Smith. Knocked it away down to the Miami 35-yard line. 5:53 to go in the game. Canes lead at 31-14.
Toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
What was that?
My favorite part is Joe Zagacki going, okay. That was, I can't believe you fired that one off, DBJ. And just for you, Alejandro Solana has remixed it.
Toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca 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 toe toe, toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca toca toe, toca toca toe toe, toca 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 toe toe.
Yeah! The what is that remix? That's a banger.
I like that one.
That is good, man. You gotta feel good about what you did, huh?
Yeah, I like that one. I say, hey, look, after I found out Channing's got one kidney, I feel good about everything that's going on, man.
One kidney, one vas deferens. Yeah.
Or whatever that other thing he's missing. I don't know.
I have one functional testicle, DBJ.
Yeah, okay, that's all you need, bro. That's all you need.
No. I got DBJ, three, bro. DBJ I got three reacting kids. The way Joe Zagacki does when that, like you just heard in a reversal there, where you, I have one functioning testicle. Okay, all right, okay.
You might have had 20. You might have had 20 kids if you had them both working, buddy.
That's what I said. No. Could you imagine if they were both working? Holy hell! I wouldn't even sit next really to him doing the radio mind. Show.
You look good in them red shirts.
All right, so here are some lines for this Saturday's broadcast to work in. So we've done, during the downtime, we've had Jen Figueroa coming on, and she's been giving us these J-Fig Searing Pain movie reviews, and you did the Searing Pain line last week. In a goofy intro that we do for the Searing Pain movie review, Dan Day voices it and yells out cinema in this really weird tone. Play that, Solana.
Cinema.
Yeah, very it's attention grabbing, and I first of all, no one calls it cinema. I don't know. It always struck me as odd that was like the first line in it. Play it one more time, Solana.
Cinema.
But it would be really funny,
cinema.
DBJ, if during
one,
the
baby.
Broadcast,
cinema.
But you have to do it without showing Joe Zagacki your list of calls. And when he looks at you as if you're crazy, I don't want you to say, that's what they told me to say or what. I just want you to go ahead with the broadcast.
I'll pretend like nothing happened. I just
like
just
nothing happened. Flow. Right. Almost make him feel like he heard something that didn't actually happen. You know what I mean? So he's like, oh, yeah. What a great scramble by De'Eric King. Picked up 9 where there was really nothing there. Cinema.
Cinema.
Yeah. And then he will look at you because it will make no sense. And you just say, boy, he really does have an ability to scramble. It just did no
it,
reference.
Baby.
All right.
That's a lock. That's a lock.
All right. That's a good one. That is a good one. And I want you, even when you guys go to commercial break, do not let in that you said cinema.
I'll let you tell him next week what happened.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. He will not know till he comes on with us next week. All right. Here's a we like doing the musical ones because Solana can turn them into banging remixes. I'm sure you're familiar with this song, and this actually has two parts because one part is going to be for Joe Zagacki. Fire off DBJ's part though. This is the rhythm of the night.
Oh, God. Is he? All right, let me hear his part. The
play the rhythm of the night part, Solana.
This is the rhythm of the night.
And then Joe will
come in with this.
All right, and then Joe will come in with this.
Ritmo.
Say it again.
You just worry about your part. Can you knock
That's
out
fine.
This? Can you knock out this line?
Absolutely. I want to know what he can do.
All right, and then he's gonna say ritmo.
Ritmo.
Ritmo. Okay. If right. he stumbles, then we I'll got, fill in for him.
Then we got another call and response for you and Joe Zagacki. Fire this off, Solana.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
When I move, you move.
Just like that.
Hell yeah. Hey, DJ, bring that back.
So maybe it'll go, when I move, Joe can say, when I move, you move. Joe will say, just like that. When I move, you move. Joe says, just like that. When I move, you move. Joe says, just like that. And then maybe Joe even says, hell yeah. Hey, DBJ, bring that back.
Bro, you can get about, you can get out, you can get maybe two of those you moves out of it. We're not doing a whole verse, dude. Leave me alone. Believe me.
Wait, Solana, you got to fire off our Marlins song. The Marlins just scored. No, that's not the song. It's pa-pa-pa. Wrong song. Oh, my goodness. Too many sounds. Too late. The Marlins scored two runs. 5-2. Red Sox, Marlins. There's a lot going on here, DBJ. All right, so one more time. Play that one more time, Solana. When I move, you move just like that.
When I move, you move.
Hell yeah. Hey, DBJ, bring that back.
He will never say hell yeah. He'll never say
it. All right, fair enough. You ever say heck yeah? Hey, DBJ,
He'll give you a heck yeah. All right. You ever seen
the movie Meet the Parents? We may have given you this line. Play this line for DBJ.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Hey, give that to Channing. He's missing one. He might have a little milk kill.
You're missing a nipple, too? I didn't know you were missing a nipple.
Damn, DBJ. How did you know that?
You know, maybe if Joe is talking about missing Greg Rousseau, and then you go, I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Just out of nowhere. It'd be funny.
Could you milk me?
Yeah, could you milk me? There we go. You know what? And I'll be. You better make it. Have a chair over there for me, because I'll be joining you guys next week. If
All right, one more. We gave you this last season. You never worked it in. All right, think you can do it?
I think I got that in. I think
All
I
right.
got that in.
He says he did
we
it, Solana.
Do it again, though.
Definitely never did it. That was
Are you sure?
No, that was for the
FI. I kind of feel like he did it too.
No. No.
Leaky taka.
No, that was for the DB. That was for the FIU game, DBJ, and I can
No,
assure
but
you.
I think we kept giving it to him the rest night. Of the season. No, I think he did it.
Because
when I first saw it, I said to Solana, I thought you did it.
It's worth doing again, but if you gave me FIU, you got to remember what happened from FIU on.
Oh,
there wasn't a lot of
we remember.
To sing.
Yeah,
remember that?
No. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Let me hear that again, Solano. I like that one.
We remember. Fire it off, Solano.
Oh,
there's There's a bunch of people texting in that he did it.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. Well, I would have that audio. You think I wouldn't have that audio?
I think you're wrong on it. I think you're wrong. I think you forgot.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. All right. We gave you some good lines. Listen to Don Bailey Jr. along with Joe Zagacki Saturday night, 560 WQAM The Joe. They will be on the call for the UM Louisville game. And people are saying you made a remix of it, Solana. So anyway, we always appreciate you doing these for us, DBJ. You are a true friend of the program. So thank you, my friend.
All right, you guys. Have a great week, man. And I will talk to you after we beat those Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah. Talk about it. All right. Thank you, DBJ. Went long there, but it was very, very worth it.